getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
The Bishop of Ely has led an act of dedication yesterday to mark the start of construction at the new Arthur Rank Hospice site at Shelford Bottom. Part of the steelwork on the £10.5 million facility is already in place and is expected to be completed by the summer of 2016. Yesterday, I went along and spoke to Mark Hart, the construction director for Barnes Construction. But first, here's Stuart Evans, Chair of Trustees at the Arthur Rank Hospice charity.
Stuart, this must be very, very important day for Arthur Rank.
Well, it is. You know, I've been a trustee for 7 years, and for at least five of them, we've been working on this. And it takes a while to do it. You need to build the team, so we've got a fantastic chief executive in Lynn Morgan. You need to decide you want to do it. It's very hard to find a site. You know, where would you want to put a hospice in Cambridge? Well, somewhere green and leafy, next to the golf club. Somewhere where you can park, next to the park and ride, and quite close to Addenbrookes. And we looked at 100 sites before we got to this one. And then having found the site, you've got to design the building, got to get a builder, got to get planning permission, got to raise the money, and got to get started. And here we are. We're off to the races. It's fabulous.
And the transformation of what you're going to be able to do for people when you're offering them care must be tremendous. I've been to your existing site, and just looking around here, obviously before the building goes up, but it's so spacious.
Well, I think this will be splendid and beautiful and inspirational. And of course, what we do in Mill Road is in its own way equally wonderful. But frankly, the buildings are tired. They're not up to the best standards in terms of private bathrooms for patients and so forth. Plus, this will be twice as big. And in the 30 years since we built the first hospice, there are more of us, we're living longer, we've got more complicated conditions. And if you look at the demographics going forward, we are absolutely what we need.
And I wonder also, though you mentioned the greenery, the golf course and the lovely leafy surroundings in which we find ourselves, that's actually going to do people a bit of good as well, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. I mean, it's rather like food. You know, one of the benefits you get in a hospice is because we have so many volunteers, we're able to help patients eat and manage their food. And we are going to have a wonderful kitchen here. And in the existing hospice, in day therapy, we get a family lunch for staff for patients every Friday. And we want to kind of extend that quality of food to all of our patients here.
And of course, all this is going to cost a little bit of money. How much is it going to cost, and how far down the road are you in terms of fully funding it?
Well, we have been lucky and cunning, I would say, in equal measure. I mean, roughly speaking, it's the best part of £12 million to do this. £10.5 million for the contract, buying the land and everything else. We've had great support from the County Council, who are lending us £4 million to do it. We'd like to raise another £750,000 before we finish building, and we think we're on track to do that. And of course, we have to continue raising money to run the hospice on a day-to-day basis. But as you'll know, we get fabulous support from our local community, and what we've been able to do with the capital appeal for the new building is reach out to new donors, you know, trusts that wouldn't support the hospice in the ordinary course of events, just day-to-day running.
But they see it's going somewhere.
Well, not so much that. Well. I think they're more willing to contribute to capital campaigns.
Okay.
Somebody, you know, who can see a big building lasting forever will give you, you know, a six-figure sum, which we're very grateful for.
My name is Mark Hart. I'm the construction director for Barnes Construction. We're the contractor who have got the task of constructing the new hospice.
So, Mark, when did you move in here from the construction point of view?
We've been here just a few weeks now, but it's a lot of work before that, planning and designing. So the team, the whole team that is, has been involved for some time, some for a few years. But our involvement started a number of months ago and came onto site a few weeks back. So it's the construction process now for us.
And beforehand, you were telling me it was agricultural land. So that's a very much a change of use here.
Absolutely. Well, agricultural land and prime land in a beautiful area, as you know, that we can see today. But we've worked hard on site to retain a lot of the soil and the substructure material. We've conditioned that, we've remediated it, and we're putting it back into the ground, as opposed to lots of lorries going out the gate to landfill. It's environmentally friendly and it's efficient.
And the actual materials that are going to be used to construct the building, are you taking into account the environment on that as well?
Yes, well, nowadays in construction, we have to take in condition the environmental impact on everything we do. So from the steel frame through to the plasterboard to the timber, everything is sustainable, you know, and everything is given the highest amount of environmental consideration.
So we're here for the ceremonial breaking of ground. What's your plan for the months ahead now?
Well, when we've got some sun shining, the important thing for us is to crack on, really, and make sure that the structure and the frame goes up as quickly as possible. And you'll see a quick difference in the next 2 to 3 weeks, where you'll see lots of steelwork going up. That forms the shape of the building. And over the next 12 months, we'll be adding the finishing touches as we go along, you know, in creating the interior, building in the services and the electric and water and gas and everything needed to run a facility of this nature.
And so you'd expect it to all be completed sometime next summer?
The end of the summer, towards the autumn, but the end of the summer. And I think with the start we've made, everything is looking good for that.
That's great, Mark. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You kind of want to see one of those time-lapse photographs, don't you, as the buildings gradually go up. There's already quite a few steel frames at the site at Shelford Bottom when we were there yesterday afternoon for that. And as Mark said in that little piece there, expecting lots to go up and see lots of visible activity over the next couple of weeks or so. So Mark Hart, the Construction Director for Barnes Construction, and beforehand Stuart Evans, Chair of Trustees at the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. Donna Talbot, by the way, is in tomorrow afternoon with Matt, round about 2:30, to talk about the big bike ride, which is something that the Arthur Rank Hospice are involved in this weekend.